Antonio Caroli, hey, good job. I think you win the award for the most improved rider from Friday to tonight's main. Talk about your weekend.
Yeah, thank you. For me, it was important, you know, to grow up a little bit because I couldn't have time for a ride Supercross. And I really went to this race without training. And, yeah, you know, it's who ride monocross know that it's really hard to get used to Supercross track. So for me, it was I didn't want to expect nothing. I just want to ride and have fun and try to grow a little bit with my rhythm on the Supercross track. And I should need another night. I mean, maybe tomorrow night, if there was another night, it was better. But because now for me it's important to train and to get the feeling with the Supercross tracks because I like Supercross, but I'm not that fast on the whoops, so that's the main thing. And but I will try to resolve this thing and to have fun also on the whoops because it's the part that I don't like that much.
Right. And then also too, last night you got together with Barsha, but I talked to you earlier, just a racing move, right? You're not mad or nothing.
Oh, Justin is an amazing rider. He's really young and he have a lot of talent for sure. And for sure, if he sees some small piece where he can get in, he get in. And also was my fault a little bit because I was too slow in the corner and I was too much watching and waiting maybe for some contact. But because you know the first I have to get used to also of the rhythm from the beginning because Supercross is different and you have to get fast from the first lap. So I was a little bit sleeping also anyway. But yeah, he's aggressive rider, but he's doesn't matter on the motor. That's Supercross, and you can expect to have block pass and stuff like this. But
right.
I'm satisfied about today, and I'm looking forward to go to US and train there with the guys.
Right. Last weekend you raced in Genoa, Italy, and with your hero Jeremy McGrath. That was cool, huh?
Oh, it was amazing. Was something that I couldn't expect before. Like I mean, I never could expect to ride again with Jeremy, to have the possibility to ride with him, to be in the back of the gate with the king. So was something strange. I was really excited, and yeah. But he is a cool guy, really normal guy, and I really like him. And anyway, his style is always the best. Still, also now that he's out of racing, so it was cool to race again with him.
Right. Now, it's a long way off, but the plans are to race a few rounds of AMA Supercross?
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I will for sure will come to train there, and I will see how it goes because I don't want to get injury. I just want to have fun, and if I'm okay, if I'm ready for Supercross, I will try. But my priority maybe for next year is the GP still, so it's something more to maybe go to US and watch around, and if I'm ready, race the third race or the fourth, because the first two is too early for me, and I can come also to watch, and that's better. So I'm really excited to come over and train there.
Right, and also too, as an American racing fan, hopefully you could make it to an AMA National.
Yeah, for sure, I would love to ride in a National, because there for sure I have more chance to fight for the victory. I mean, Supercross, I cannot expect to be on the top five, because you know it's. Maybe when I'm there, I'm fast, but not at the moment. I couldn't expect to be on top five. So National for sure is better for me. And if I have a good championship next year and I'm leading or I have a good confidence, for sure I will go over and race maybe Southwick or some race that I really like to ride National. The tracks are awesome. So.
Well, cool. Hey, thanks. It was great seeing you here, and like I said, you got much better, and you know, you didn't get the start you needed, but very good ride.
Yeah, thank you, and bye bye to all the American fans.